"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
Hey, Mike. Glad you could join me for some great seafood.
Me too.
Wait, why are you dressed in fishing gear?
You said we were going out to catch great seafood, right?
Yes, to Popeyes. Do you even know how to fish?
No, I thought you did.
Oh, yeah, I could catch pretty good seafood at Popeyes. Let's go.
Let Popeyes do the fishing while you enjoy our delicious signature seafood. Get Popeyes flounder fish sandwich or shrimp tackle box before they're gone. Limited time at participating U.S. restaurants.
Tonight at 11 o'clock on CBS 2 News, David Goldstein has one of his exposés.
Exposé.
Hidden cameras. The L.A. Homeless Services Authority workers throwing out food meant for the homeless.
What?
Let's get really David on here, see what this is about. How are you?
All right, guys. How you doing?
Well, I saw the trailer. We'll play the audio coming up in a few minutes, but explain what this thing is.
You know, the L.A. Homeless Services Authority takes in $800 million in federal, state, and local funds every year to combat homelessness. So they have hundreds of outreach workers whose job it is to go out in the different communities to try to get people who are less fortunate living on the streets, try to get them into shelters, try to get them into services, things like that. And one of the ways they do it is they give out food, and that's sort of an entree, no pun intended there, to try to convince these people to talk to them, to help them out. And they pick up this food every morning. They would pick up cases of food, and then they go out to the different neighborhoods. Well, we followed some of these outreach workers around who basically did next to nothing all day. And at the end of the day, they would throw the food out. And they would just throw cases and cases of food into the dumpster right behind their headquarters in Panorama City, by the way, and just throw the food out, go and pick up more food, and rinse and repeat. It seems like every day we would watch them. And just we saw hundreds of these are prepared meals. It's a sandwich, an apple, water, cookies that are in a plastic a container that they would pick up in the morning and supposed to give out. And they would give out some every once in a while. But for the most part, they would throw it out.
What did they do all day when they weren't trying to feed people? What took up their time?
You know, some of them would go pick up the food and go right to breakfast. Now, meals are allowed, but that was the first thing they would do in the morning is pick up the food and go sit and have breakfast for about an hour. Some of them just drove. just drove around for hours, sometimes in a circle. They would go 10 miles on Topanga Canyon. We went the 101 Topanga. They would drive all the way up to the 118 on Topanga, go down to Canoga Park, and go south down Canoga Park to the 101 in this huge rectangular circle. And they would run errands, go to Starbucks, go to Target. Some of them would go to breakfast. One team we watched went to breakfast for an hour. Then they drove around and handed out maybe one meal. Then they went to Balboa Park and got out and walked around for an hour to get some exercise. The thing is, once we got tipped on this and figured it out, we have some great hidden camera video you'll see tonight at 11 o'clock where they're just tossing it in these dumpsters, cases of food, and then they go pick up more the next day. And, what is really going to outrage you, me, and everybody is the response we got from Lhasa. And you would think, and you guys know I do this all the time.
Yes.
And the agency is usually, Mr. Goldstein, thank you, whatever. We're sorry. We'll look into it. We do that. They're basically saying, hey, that's the way we do business. And you'll see their statement in the piece tonight.
Really?
There was no outrage on their part. They tried to convince. They wouldn't sit for an interview. But in a written statement and in emails back and forth, they're trying to convince me that this is the way we got to do business, throwing food out, because it's perishable.
But no, it's the part about them driving around all day and doing errands walking in the park.
Yeah, and doing nothing.
That they tried to give away this stuff all day and didn't have enough takers, and so they got to throw the excess out. This is not trying to give it to anybody.
No. And what these outreach workers are trying to do, or what they're supposed to do, is help everyone who's dealing with those less fortunate in our communities. And they're supposed to try to help them get services, get housing, convince them to get some help. And I'm sure there are dozens and dozens of good outreach workers who are earning what little pay they get. They're not very well paid, and go out there and have to deal with this. But obviously some of them that we found don't seem to be doing much during the day. And the outrage of it, one of them, and I'll tell you, and it's in the piece tonight, one of them we followed, the ones that walked around Balboa Park and everything, didn't seem like they were doing a lot all day. But at least at the end of their shift, they stopped at this homeless encampment about a mile from their headquarters. They took out the two boxes of food. They just gave it to everyone at this encampment, put the empty boxes in their car, drove back to headquarters, and probably clocked out. At least, I don't think that isn't the way they're supposed to do it, but at least they didn't throw it out. But then others we saw who would just toss it in the garbage every day. Amazing.
Yeah, and
and you'll see this tonight.
With the ones that would give the food out, they would always get takers, or did they get rejected much?
Not that we saw. I mean, I did talk to some workers who say, those on the street, they don't really like the food, they get tired of it, whatever. So I'm sure there are some that don't. But in the days, and we've been working on this for months, in the days that we followed them, I didn't see anyone rejecting the food. They would talk to them, they would take notes, they would hand them the food. We saw most people took the food. I didn't see anybody, in my recollection, that would say no, or that they walked and brought the food back to their car. Well, no, they always gave it away.
All right, it's on Channel 2 tonight at 11 o'clock.
Channel 2 tonight at 11 o'clock, $800 million agency, and you'll see their response tonight. We also talked with Catherine Barger. We talked to Andy Bales, who runs Union Rescue Mission. Did they ever ask Andy, we have some meals here, do you want to take them? You know the answer to that.
Yeah. Right. All right. I can't wait to see it.
Okay, guys. Thank you so much.
All right. David Goldstein there for CBS 2, and tonight at 11 o'clock.
We can play the promo here from CBS.
Yeah, this is a very short trailer.
David Goldstein with CBS 2 News. Why are you throwing food out that's supposed to go to the homeless?
A Hidden Camera exclusive you'll have to see to believe. Food for the homeless, trashed.
It's appalling what I see on that video.
So this is you. You're throwing food out.
Cases and cases of it that you're paying for.
It's a theft of taxpayer dollars.
Right there, that pissed me off.
A CBS 2 News investigation, tonight at 11.
This is an absolute disgrace.
All right, there you go. We'll play that report tomorrow after it airs on CBS Tonight at 11.
John and Ken Show, KFI.
Update this afternoon on that story from the Bahamas resort called Sandals, where three American tourists were found dead. A report has come out that they died of carbon monoxide poisoning. A pathologist released a report today saying that is what killed them. It was Michael Phillips, age 68, and Robbie Phillips, 65, of Tennessee, and a man by the name of Vincent Chiarella, 64 years old, from Florida. The man named Vincent, his wife, Donis, was said to be in good condition and did recover at a hospital in Miami. Now, does this tell us the source of the carbon monoxide? I don't know. The speculation still is focused on maybe the air conditioning.
Well, I remember that they had started feeling sick and they left the room and then they started feeling better. So they shouldn't go back. They should not have gone back into the room.
That's true.
So, I mean, just write that down. If you're somewhere and you're feeling really sick and nauseous or hazy, and then you leave and it's like, oh, I feel better now.
Cause and effect. Huh?
That's right. Yeah. It's sometimes not that hard.
Yeah. Well, the family wants more information. We don't exactly know. One reviewer who booked a trip to the resort said, what we experienced is a resort in a state of disrepair, drastically understaffed, air conditioning, plumbing, no towels, employees that were new and poorly trained, staff that seemed to be overworked.
Is that a high-end chain, resort chain?
Yeah. Sandals, I think it is considered nice. Some are describing it as luxury, but...
Yeah. They all describe themselves as luxury. I don't know. I haven't stayed at too many resorts.
I haven't either. So.
I don't know who to trust. Deborah, do you know? You go to resorts.
I've never gone to Sandals, but it's popular. It's popular. It's nice. I don't know if it's 5-star, but it's nice.
Yeah.
There's also an update on the story that was captivating people last week, but probably is a non-starter. Monkeypox. And a leading advisor to the World Health Organization says that when it comes to the, quote, outbreak in Europe, and there really isn't that many cases, it is possible that it is being tied by people having sex after they attended a couple of raves in Europe. Mm. Because the patients that they're finding there, this is what they explained. I mean, you give a history as to where you've been, so they have some idea as to where you could have picked up the monkeypox. They say that the spread of the disease was sexual transmission among gay and bisexual men at two raves that were held in Spain and Belgium. Now, the reason this has become significant is that the monkeypox usually doesn't go beyond Africa, and it's usually from people handling the rodents, the primates. That's normally where it starts and where it stays.
You should not be handling rodents. Well, wasn't it prairie dogs somewhere? Yeah,
it's all different kinds of rodents, but some of them are food.
No, they're not food. Don't eat rodents. you're getting a plate of monkeypox there. Now in Spain, they said they got a string of monkeypox linked to a gay sauna near Madrid. Oh. And a gay pride event in the Canary Islands.
Now, it's 90 cases in a dozen countries. Britain, Spain, Israel, France, Switzerland. The U.S. only has a few cases, and Australia. It's pretty widespread, though.
That's
what also surprising them.
I'm not gonna be having sex with anybody in a sauna.
You're right. Madrid's senior health official said that the Spanish capital has recorded 30 confirmed cases so far.
Hold on.
There was a recent gay pride event in the Canary Islands, which drew 80,000 people. And yes, cases at a Madrid sauna.
Now, all right. This story is from The Advocate, which is a gay newspaper, right? Elsewhere in Europe, an outbreak of monkeypox in Belgium has been connected to visitors at the Darklands Fetish Festival in early May. What is that?
I don't know. But the
never
word
went.
Fetish brings up some concepts.
Darklands Fetish Festival. You walk out of there with monkeypox. Okay. Just cross that off the summer list.
In recent years, the disease has been fatal in up to 6% of infections, but no deaths have been reported among these current cases. And they say that these cases seem less severe than a West African group of monkeypox viruses that were first detected back in 2018-2019.
All right, you want to freak out? Here are the list of symptoms. Fever, headache, myalgia. What is myalgia? Fatigue, a swelling of the lymph nodes. And after 1 to 2 days, lesions develop in the mouth.
And oh, God!
That's right. And later the face and the extremities, your palms and the soles of your feet. Then the rash may further spread. And the lesions can range from just a few to thousands. Thousands of lesions.
They are saying this is not COVID. It's very possible that when somebody who got infected developed lesions on the genitals, hands, or somewhere else, and then spread it to others when there was close sexual contact.
Yeah, I guess.
So you need to inspect your partner's...
look for lesions. And that's a good idea, always to look for lesions, right?
Let's do a body check of each other, right?
But you got to watch the sauna, and I don't know what to say about the fetish festival. I've never heard of that. I feel like looking it up, but I feel like the company would shut down my computer, wouldn't it?
Possibly.
Okay, I think I'm going to have to do that privately on my iPad, incognito mode.
What this probably tells us, though, is it's going to be limited.
Oh, I hope so.
Anal or genital lesions.
I mean, it's it's one thing to have COVID, which was mostly bad cold type of symptoms. If right. We're now getting into thousands of lesions on your body, then that's it. I'm not taking that.
Respiratory spread is not the predominant worry. That's what they're saying right now, because this story is getting fueled in a comparison to as COVID news tends to run dry, although you wouldn't know that.
No, they're ginning this up to replace the COVID hysteria. Eric, you didn't have monkeypox, right? You were sick? No.
I did not have monkeypox. Just
no,
COVID.
No lesions?
No lesions.
Okay.
The smallpox vaccine appears to be 85% effective in preventing monkeypox.
From now on the show, we're doing a lesion inspection at 1:30.
Inspection?
Yes. Duly noted. I'll make sure to get here early.
Lesion inspection. That's right.
Late.
Ray's in charge.
Are you expecting to have really close contact with these people?
I'm not taking any chances. You get
I don't know if Ray should be in charge of the checks.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
It's most likely to originate with him.
Leave Ray off the list of people. All right. When we come back, a couple of things happened with Russia-Ukraine. There's a Ukrainian official claiming that an assassination attempt was made on Putin right after the war started.
Yeah.
And there's a Russian rocker who sounded off against Putin at a concert, and, well, you can guess what happened to him. Coming up.
John and Ken, KFI. You probably know the James Tubbs saga by now. He's the guy who sexually molested a 10-year-old in Lancaster back in 2014 in a bathroom, and got away with it for a number of years, committed other crimes along the way, finally was caught, and he's trying to scam the system now by claiming he's a woman, and he got Gascon to put him away as a juvenile, not as an adult, for only about a year and a half. And that case, there was a lot of blowback because there were jail tapes which showed that James was faking this Hannah Tubbs identity. Eventually, he got sent back to Bakersfield to be charged in a murder case. And today he appeared in court. We have L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva on the line. Sheriff, how are you?
Oh, not too bad. How are you guys doing?
We're good. Doing all right. What's going on with this case?
Well, I just got a heads up from a friendly deputy DA of mine, and he said that the Tubbs case in Kern County Court, he was held to answer in a preliminary hearing today. So this means he's bound over for trial and remains in custody of the sheriff of Kern County, most importantly, not being housed with little girls in L.A. County per Gascon's orders.
So I see a story. He was part of some survivalist transient group. Have you heard anything about that?
Haven't heard anything about that, but look who we're dealing with.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, truth comes out.
Yeah. So he's done in L.A. County for a while?
Yeah. No, this thing is going to trump everything in L.A. County. So what should have happened had Gascon done his job is had him tried as an adult in L.A. County, and then he would have been bound over for trial for this case, which had a ton of evidence. And then Kern County would have said, well, we want a shot at him, too, for our case. And thankfully, at least Kern County was there to pick up the slack.
I mean, I can't believe how badly Gascon missed on this guy. He actually thought that this guy ought to get a quick sentence and then be released again out into the public.
He already had crimes in three different states after he assaulted the girl at the Denny's restaurant up in Palmdale. So this guy had a track record of horrendous crimes, yet it was okay for Gascon. I guess maybe he thought he was evolving.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, Gascon's policy is if you're under 18, we can excuse anything, but this guy kept right on going past 18 with more crimes. Gascon is really a fool. This is hard to believe, and this is a prime example of somebody he thought could be fixed.
Well, you let go of this many prisoners, eventually some of them are gonna bite you spectacularly, and this is one of the worst out of all the people he has set free.
Well, the track record is not that difficult to figure out.
You had a statistic the other day, and I wanted to remember the number. I was talking to someone about it over the weekend. How many prosecutions did you recommend to Gascon's office that he didn't follow up on?
Oh, in 2021, our department alone, it was over 13,200. They were not prosecuted because specifically of his special directives. And countywide, I understand the number for all agencies is about 36,000.
36,000. Are these
yes.
Misdemeanors, felonies, both?
A combination of both. We're talking with bleeding victims, with loss of property, witnesses, evidence, investigative work, all of that hard work put together, and he just dismissed them with a cavalier, well, doesn't conform to my special orders. So go away.
I can't digest the numbers. So your sheriff's department gave him 13,000 crimes that he dismissed in a year, in a single year, really?
1 year, yep.
There's only 365 days in a year, and he got to 13,000, and then there was another 23,000 from all the other agencies in the county? That doesn't seem possible.
Pretty much. Well, we arrest roughly a third of the people going into jail. LAPD does roughly a third, and the balance of all the other police departments does the other third. So that's just rough math for you. But remember, we're operating 24/7, and our department alone does over 2.5 million contacts a year. So out of that, it generates reports of crime, arrests, investigations, and then that's where the shoe falls and there's no prosecution.
All right. Well, no wonder the crime is as high as it is. If he's dismissed 36,000 referrals, that's outrageous. All right. How's the campaign going?
Yeah, well, I got the LA Times and every kind of ultra liberal progressive defunder throwing the kitchen sink at me in a last minute, desperate chance. But now they've resorted to bombing media outlets. And this is a small group of about a couple hundred people that are flooding media outlets with emails and social media. But it's not candidates actually talking to voters with, hey, I can do better. This is what I'm going to do. No, they've given up on that because they know they can't. So now it's just, let's try to bash the sheriff every which way they can. And who cares about homelessness, violent crime, the things that people care about. So I'm going to stick doing what's important to the community.
You went over to the Bologna Wetlands?
I was there, and it's quite a sight to see. I've seen it over the air as well. And that's about a half a mile of RVs, and everybody's there is throwing all their human waste into the wetlands. I guess they want to keep it wet in a different way than nature intended.
So, do you have plans to clean that up?
Yes, we do. And I'm hoping that we get a good partner in the new mayor of L.A. and a new majority on the Board of Supervisors. You're going to see wonderful thing happens. We're going to reclaim all of L.A. and get it back to normal.
All right, Sheriff. Thanks for coming on with us.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right.
Sheriff Alex Villanueva, L.A. County. And he came on to give us an update from his source in Kern County. And when we come back, we have found a lot more about this. The person known as James Tubbs, Hannah Tubbs. This is the one that George Gascon gave a very, very light prosecution to, even though this person molested a 10-year-old girl when he was 17, so, you know, a juvenile. But we found out that while he was on the run from that crime, because they didn't arrest him for that crime until years later, he apparently got involved in other crimes, and the worst of which is a murder in April 2019 up in Kern County.
And
today he was held over for trial on that murder.
And this is a weird, sick story.
This is a thing I've never heard of before. A survivalist transient group.
Yeah.
So homeless people who are also survivalists.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird, sick stuff in this story. We'll get to it when we come back. John and Ken, KFI. Well, the guy that George Gascon wanted to let out of jail really early, James Tubbs, who has been pretending to be a woman, Hannah Tubbs, has finally been indicted on first-degree murder charges in Bakersfield. But the story behind the murder is really bizarre.
Yeah, we get this update from KGET.com. I guess that's an NBC television station up there. We just learned from Sheriff Villanueva that James Tubbs will be held over for murder. And this apparently goes back to April of 2019. The first paragraph's a killer. Bakersfield, California. Hannah Tubbs promised the group a better life when they moved from Spokane, Washington to Lake Isabella, a woman told authorities. Tubbs was second in command of what a prosecutor termed a survivalist transient group, placed in charge of keeping order and structure. Tubbs was known as an enforcer. However, order started to collapse, and one of the group's members ended up dead, allegedly at the hands of Tubbs in 2019. That's a man by the name of Michael Clark.
And multiple witnesses said Tubbs admitted beating Michael Clark with a rock.
Oh, it's brutal.
Tubbs admitted involvement but claimed it was an accident, saying it had gone too far.
Oh, and so he just meant to tap him with the rock and then just got emotionally charged and carried away and just kept pounding on his head?
And Tubbs told a sergeant that he smoked methamphetamine before the interview, where he incriminated himself. Clark's heavily decomposed body was found in August 2019 in the Kern River, they brought charges against Tubbs. It says here that Clark and Tubbs engaged in a lengthy argument on the evening of April 20th, 2019, while staying at the Keysville campground. Tubbs had stolen a $100 Western Union payment that Clark had gotten from his father, and Clark threatened to call law enforcement. And then they went for a walk the next morning, only Tubbs returned.
Wow. Two of the campers, Joseph, and his last name is Buffalo, with an E, and Brittany Hill, said Tubbs told them he killed Clark to protect them. They only provided law enforcement with this information after being informed Clark's body had been found and was taken into custody. Tubbs hated Clark and had previously assaulted him in the state of Washington. Davis said the couple told him Tubbs humiliated Clark, making him perform demeaning actions such as crawling on his hands and knees to pick up a cigarette butt. Because apparently this, too, I'm talking about Buffalo and Brittany Hill. They're some sort of couple. Buffalo said Tubbs threatened to kill him if he talked about what happened to Michael Clark. He said Buffalo showed him a scar he had received when Tubbs burned him with a torch lighter. Oh. Tubbs was arrested in May of 2019 in an unrelated incident regarding a stolen van. He was questioned in jail about Clark's disappearance, but they didn't have a body, so that often makes it tough for prosecutors to make a case. Immediately afterwards, Tubbs, in a recorded jail call, told her father to wipe her phone. Yep. Two people are blabbing about some crap. that was going to get her in trouble. No, there he is. He's always talking to that father.
Yeah, isn't he? I know.
And he doesn't realize that all of these jail calls are recorded.
Yeah, how stupid.
He did this in L.A. County, too.
How stupid is this, Tubbs?
Yeah, well.
You're leaving behind hours and hours of evidence.
A transient survivalist group? Do you want to put an IQ on that?
Let me see here. Tubbs had a different story. Said there was an argument involving Clark, Tubbs, and Buffalo. And they wanted to teach Clark a lesson. So Buffalo wrapped an arm around Clark's neck, choking him, while Tubbs cheered him on. Clark turned purple. When Buffalo let go, he collapsed. And that's when they threw the body in the river. So I guess he's blaming another guy for this.
He's blaming Mr. Buffalo, yes.
He said Tubbs described himself as having a transgender side and an enforcer side. Okay. All right, yeah. That's plausible.
Well, there you go, George Gascon. Somebody you gave a break to looks like a murderer.
Gascon thought we'd all be safer if Tubbs was free as soon as possible.
Nice.
All right, KFI and Conway's here.
I'm sorry, I just walked in. Were you talking about Bill Handel?
No.
Come on, Kenny, that's pretty good.
Well, all right. Yeah, no, it's good. It's fine.
All right, Steve Gregory in studio. He won a boatload of awards over the weekend, those stupid golden mics.
Yeah, I'm counting on you to
and then
put that in its place.
Crozier won his first golden mic.
Oh, now it matters.
Yeah, guess they'll give him to anybody, huh? Kelly Carlin's calling up tonight, right? George Carlin's daughter. They're working on George Carlin's American Dream, a two-part documentary. Should be great.
Oh, I'd love to see.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. And then David Goldstein's working on, I guess, some kind of outreach workers are throwing food away instead of giving it to the homeless.
Yeah,
throwing it in dumpsters.
Lots of people.
My God. And then Ted Ziegenbusch, who called the Preakness, he gave us the first, second, and third horse on Saturday. And if you bet it, you won the trifecta. The guy's unbelievable.
Yeah, how'd you do?
It was only nine.
Well, yeah, that's right. You could eliminate, if you could eliminate six, you're a winner. And that's what he did. I won that race, but I ended up overall losing.
Oh.
Yeah, I gave it all back to him. Right.
You disappointed that the Derby winner didn't compete?
Yeah, yes, I am, because that's it's really selfish. I mean, I understand there's a medical reason for that horse not to compete, but to just take him off because you don't want to compete in that race, that's horse S.
Horse S.
You know, I mean, that's not how horse racing is operated. You know, horse racing needs all the eyeballs, all the attention, all the hype that it can get. Yeah. And for him to take that horse out of that race is despicable.
All right. Despicable.
It's despicable.
Don't hold back,
strong
buddy.
Word.
Don't hold
beyond
back.
Despicable.
Beyond despicable.
Ding dong. Ding dong with you guys.
All right, we got Conway next.
Let's go. Come
we're
on.
Excited.
And then the award winning Crozier.
Golden Mikes.
Crozier.
Dog.
Golden Mikes for everybody.
Except us.
KFI, KST, HD2, Los Angeles, Orange County. Live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.